Michael Duran was around 11 years old the first time he says he was molested by former priest Michael Baker. But today, Duran says he feels some vindication.
I did nothing wrong. And I'm finally putting the shame back on my abuser and the church that protected him.
Despite the settlement, Duran's attorney, John Manley, believes there is still justice to be served. In 1986, Manley says Baker went to Cardinal Mahoney and told him that he had abused children.
And basically what the cardinal did until 2000 is hide him and deceive those he was assigned to protect.
Michael Baker eventually went to prison, but the cardinal who kept the secret and protected Baker was never punished.
Not a day in jail, not a search warrant, not even been asked to testify in front of a grand jury.
Manley believes the grand jury in L.A. needs to reconvene to investigate the cardinal's role in the case and how law enforcement failed to catch this problem sooner.
If that does not occur, this will happen again. There is a cancer in this archdiocese. There is a cancer in this institution, and it needs to be cut out.
This week, Cardinal Mahoney was in Rome to help elect the new pope. Manley hopes that when the cardinal returns, he will be greeted by a new investigation. But in the meantime, he offered some suggestions for Pope Francis on how to stop this issue.
Any bishop who's covered up for a pedophile priest, remove him, laicize him, and send the message to bishops. If you cover up for a pedophile priest, if you protect him, if you hide him, if you move him, we're going to take you out and you're not going to be a priest anymore. And we're going to turn your name over to the police. I tell you, if that happens, and it won't, but if it does, this will stop.
And while Duran says he no longer practices Catholicism because this incident shattered his faith, he also has some advice.
I think he needs to restore the faith of the millions of believers that are still following the church. And I just hope those believers hold him accountable.
Before today's news conference, the Archdiocese of L.A. issued a statement apologizing to the victims. They apologized for their mistakes in handling the case and took responsibility for the harm inflicted on the victims. Sarah Politis, Annenberg Radio News.